Russia's defense ministry says hostile actions by Israeli fighter jet pilots led to Syrian air defense system shooting down a Russian military reconnaissance plane. And now, as AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports, experts will be looking to see if there has been a breakdown of the communication between Russia and Israel over the Syrian airspace.
Russian state television has quoted a leading official saying Israel is fully to blame for the deaths. Moscow claims Israel didn't warn it of its operation until a minute before the strike, which did not give the Russian plane enough time to escape. A recovery operation is now underway in the Mediterranean Sea to retrieve bodies and fragments of the wreckage from the L-120 aircraft. For several years, Israel and Russia have maintained a special hotline to prevent their air forces from clashing in the skies over Syria. Israeli military officials have previously praised its effectiveness. I'm Charles de la Desma.
China is promising to take countermeasures against U.S. President Donald Trump's plans to impose an additional $200 billion worth of tariffs on Chinese imports. The new duties, which take effect next Monday, September 24th, will begin at 10%, then rise to 25% on January 1st of 2019. The tariffs will be imposed on thousands of consumer goods, including electronics, food, tools, and housewares. The Trump administration exempted numerous other items from the new tariffs, including smartwatches, Bluetooth devices, and infant car seats. President Trump has ordered the Justice Department to declassify a trove of documents related to the investigation into Russian election meddling. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders said the information to be made public includes FBI surveillance warrants of former Trump campaign advisor Carter Page and reports of FBI interviews with Bruce Orr, a high-ranking official at the U.S. Justice Department. Orr had been in contact with ex-British spy Christopher Steele. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of North Koreans chanted unification and waved flowers as their leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in in a parade through Pyongyang. And the two leaders kicked off a summit aimed at rekindling stalled nuclear diplomacy. Reuters' Grace Lee reports.
The leaders of North and South Korea kicked off their latest summit on Tuesday, this time in Pyongyang. Kim Jong-un greeted the South's Moon Jae-in at the airport, the two looking far more familiar in their third meeting with smiles and hugs. Moon even took the time to shake hands with North Korean civilians. Tens of thousands of them showed up, waving flowers and chanting unification. Later, more of the same treatment from North Koreans as Moon and Kim paraded around the streets. The big question at this summit is whether or not Kim is serious about denuclearization. And it may set the stage for a second summit with U.S. President Donald Trump.
Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. The Senate Judiciary Committee will host a showdown next week between Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the psychology professor who accuses him of sexually assaulting her when they were in high school. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's a hearing the panel was hoping to avoid, but amid bipartisan demands, it'll hear Monday from both Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford.
Listening to what each party has to say, but I believe her.
Panel Democrat Kamala Harris on CBS This Morning.
We need to know, are we about to put somebody on the United States Supreme Court who committed a sexual assault?
But figuring out just what happened at that Maryland House party 36 years ago won't be easy.
There are an awful lot of questions, inconsistencies, gaps.
Kavanaugh vehemently denies Ford's accusation. GOP Senator Susan Collins says if he's lying,
that would be disqualified.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Niger's government says an Italian priest has been kidnapped in the nation's southwest near its border with Burkina Faso. Government spokesperson said Tuesday that the government wasn't aware the priest was in that region. He said investigations have begun to find the attackers and free the priest. No further details were available. The Reverend Pierluigi Macaulay was a member of the Congregation of the Society of African Missions religious order. In Niger, he had promoted initiatives to encourage an end to the cultural practice of female genital mutilation, which had sparked some local opposition to him. The storm system that struck southeastern states along the U.S. East Coast as Hurricane Florence is now soaking areas in the northeast with heavy rain as forecasters warn of widespread flooding threats. Flash flood warnings have been posted through Virginia, Vermont, and New Hampshire as well. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Great news. It's VOA.